Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show. Hey, 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 what is good in your world? People on the world of Instagram couldn't see me there. Hey, what's good? How are you? Happy, happy Monday. Very delighted to be tuned in to my tribe around the world. What is good in your life? Today, we are going to be talking about something that is very near and dear to my heart, and that is resilience. I got to show you this baby right here. The Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People is our newest release from Make Your Mark Global. And we have another upcoming book about holistic healing. And these are super important topics to me. Why? Because we understand now so much more than we ever did before that if you happen to experience toxic stress in your life, like a lot of it, it can impact your health. It can impact whether or not you bounce back after illnesses. And I really want to help you break free from the diseases that are going on in your world and to empower you to really not only recover from stress or burnout, but to bounce forward, to get into that sweet spot that we call post-traumatic growth. No more post-traumatic stress. So the reason this is coming up specifically today is because over the holidays, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who unfortunately was being really hard on their mom. Now, what happened was he was complaining that his mom is always like coming down with something. Maybe you know someone like this who they get sick one week and then it's another sickness and then they get a flat tire and then they run out of money. It's like something was always coming up. But for her, not only was it physical health issues, she was dealing with significant pain all over her body, but she was also having anxiety. And I was kind of curious, like, why is this bothering you so much? Like, why are you not being compassionate? Is like really what I wanted to say to him. Like, seriously, dude, it's like the holidays. Everyone's supposed to be at least forgiving of our family for a little bit of time. And what he said was he's just so frustrated because she's always got some health issue going on. And he asked me if I would be willing to see her, to give her some acupuncture because the acupuncturist that she normally sees was not available. And so I agreed. And as I sat down, we were by ourselves, he was gone, I started to ask exactly what was going on in her body and when was the first time she noticed these aches and these pains, when was the first time she noticed all of this anxiety. And she like skipped back 20 years. And I'm like, wow, you've been dealing with this for 20 years. And then she went even further back and she said, well, if you really want to know the first time I experienced this, it was as a child. And I was like, okay, this is starting to make sense. And the reason it makes sense is because the world of psychoneuroimmunology, have you heard of that? I know it sounds like a big highfalutin term. Well, it's basically the study of how our mental states and how our emotional states impact our stress hormones and so many other inflammatory chemicals. In other words, in psychoneuroimmunology, we know that things like anxiety and pain can actually trigger the same kind of stress response and inflammation response that you would get if you were exposed to environmental toxins or chemical toxins. And so the thing that we have to understand is that all of this research has shown that high levels of stress-related inflammatory markers, basically, we can draw your blood and see if you've been stressed or not stressed. When we look at those markers, they show us that you will likely have a higher risk of things like chronic pain, depression, heart disease, even Alzheimer's, cancer, and all of the autoimmune conditions, including rheumatoid arthritis. So, have you ever heard of any of this stuff? Have you heard about the studies that literally prove that if you've had stress, if you've had trauma, it impacts your body and your brain? And so, this stuff isn't in your head. And that's what I tried to explain to him, is that it's not that his mom just wants to keep coming up with another thing to complain about and why is she so stressed when she shouldn't be? Because, well, basically, back in 1995, just after I got into medical school, there was a big study. And this study was about adverse childhood experiences. It's the so-called ACE study. And basically, there were two physicians that led this. One is named Vincent Felitti, and the other was named Robert Onda. And they discovered, after looking at 17,000 people and tracing back to their childhood and their adolescence, and they discovered that nearly two-thirds of the people who had some sort of adverse childhood experience, that's what their term was, adverse childhood experience, as in ACE. If they had one of these experiences of chronic, unpredictable stress-inducing events, and I mean, all of that actually includes things like just growing up with a depressed parent, an alcoholic parent, enduring some sort of humiliation, so being bullied, for example, or teased, emotional neglect, sexual abuse, physical abuse. So, all of these kinds of emotional traumas that actually go beyond just your typical challenge of being a kid and growing up. So, they recognized that they were linked to adult issues with health and vitality. And yes, my friend Karan from Quranism says the body keeps the score on a whole nother level. That's over on Facebook. Yes, that is so true, Quran. Our bodies keep the score, which is a great book by Wessel van der Kolk as well, who has done some phenomenal work in how we heal. And in fact, Wessel's work and his book, The Body Keeps the Score, tells us that if we really want to heal, then we need a holistic approach. It means that we need an integrative approach, looking at all areas and aspects of your life. And that includes acknowledging and healing the past trauma so that you can release that energy from the body and you can start to rewire your brain. So, the reason that I am kind of harping on this is because we've got to show more compassion for the people in our lives who are suffering. And guess what? Yes, there are sometimes people get into this little downward spiral and they have their little pity parties and they just wallow in their pain and misery. But the important thing to know, and I'm going to do a special video on just the impact on the brain. What this tells us is if you happen to experience some sort of trauma before the age of 16, when critical brain structures were still developing, if you didn't have someone to process that trauma with you, if you didn't have a compassionate, caring adult that allowed you to feel safe, where you could actually share what happened, where you could get feedback and again, feel protected, and also know that it wasn't your fault, then guess what? That immature brain stays on hyper alert. It stays in the stress response. And the parts of the brain that learn how to create soothing, in other words, we call it self-soothing. If you don't learn how to self-soothe because you had that mirrored to you, you learned it from a compassionate caregiver, then those parts of the brain do not develop. They're developed usually during childhood. And so that was the case with this guy's mom. Because she grew up in such a toxic, stressful, and abusive environment, there was no one she could talk to. She was literally kicked out of the house when she was pregnant and had all this stuff going on. She didn't learn how to become a compassionate caregiver to herself or to her children. And so it was this challenge of like trying to help him understand she's not doing this to just get sympathy and pity. I mean, of course, she wants comforting, but what she really needs is healing. And so it's important that we have to understand that just because we're adults and we have like an intellectual understanding that, oh, well, this happened in my past. Yeah, okay, your dad was an alcoholic or someone else was abusive, or unfortunately, a parent maybe died, for example. Just because you intellectually get that, okay, that's what impacted me, it doesn't mean that there's still not effects. And so thoughts alone are not going to just heal our physical illness and quiet down the immune system. We have to address the chemical and the electrical effects. And the way that we have to do that is to access the part of you that was wounded and offer that part of you compassion, forgiveness, a recognition and an acknowledgement of the pain, acknowledgement of the injustice if it happened to be abuse, and to really start to provide that relief that it wasn't your fault. And so I'll be sharing ongoing several of the techniques that we use with our clients and that you can use for yourself or with the people that you coach, how to start to repattern the subconscious mind and how to rewire the brain. Because even though some of those things weren't learned in childhood and those critical brain structures may have been impacted, fortunately, the brain does have unlimited neuroplasticity. We may not be able to get it all back, but we can start to create new neural networks, new pathways, even growing new neurons. And so this is the real hope and optimism that I want to impart to all of you. And it's why we do these books. It's why the Top 10 Traits of Highly Resilient People is a book that I wanted to bring to you so that you can recognize these 10 traits of resilience that even if you didn't learn them early on in childhood, you can start to reactivate them. You can activate your body's innate vitality code. So I hope this is putting things into a good perspective for you. I'm live on Instagram as well as Facebook. And yes, Karan says trauma changes us literally, figuratively, and physiologically. And I'm glad that this is making sense to you. Thank you all on the Facebook stream for sharing the links to the audiobook from Wessel van der Kolk, who wrote The Body Keeps the Score. So there's, just wonderful information out there that shows that if we really want holistic healing, we need it on multiple modalities. If you happen to have a technique that has worked for you personally, or you have a method of helping people heal and recover from illness, disease, whether that's emotional or physical, stay tuned because our upcoming book on holistic healing, we're also calling for new authors. This is a huge area of focus of mine now. Mainly, I'm going back to my roots in medicine and healing trauma because I just keep interacting with so many people who, despite their intellect, like we're all smarty pants, but we need this deep, deep, profound healing. And there are multiple ways to get there. Of course, I'm going to recommend mindfulness and meditation and yoga, but we know now that there's so many other pathways to healing from music therapy, equine therapy, and all sorts of other animals that are healers, connecting with nature, thought field therapy and EFT tapping, plant medicine. A lot of us have experienced tremendous healing of trauma after going through a sacred plant ceremony like ayahuasca or mushrooms, psilocybin. And yes, people are even doing things like MDMA. And all of those are incredibly powerful. I just recorded today a masterclass on the first technique that I take all of my clients through. It's also in this beautiful book, The Real Self-Love Handbook. If you want to get the step-by-step instructions on my life writing process, this is how you bypass the ego and get under the conscious mind into the subconscious so that you can find out what's lurking there, what might be holding you back. What beliefs did you take on early in life that might actually be holding you back from true healing? So all of that is available, and I am, my books are available on Amazon and anywhere else that you get books. You can visit us at realself.love, where every second Tuesday of the month, I will be hosting a live Q&A about self-love, about healing. We'll also be doing a podcast on conscious relationships. So look out for all of these materials. We're putting it out there in multiple forms, from our retreats and workshops around the world, our sacred ceremonies with plant medicine, the books, the podcast, the lives on social media, like everything that you could possibly think of. We are assembling a team to bring this stuff to you. So I hope this has helped you in some way, just to reframe how you look at health and disease and the toxic stress. We have also, if you want to find out what your ACE score is, so I mentioned that this back in 95, these two researchers who identified for the first time with a big study that the adverse childhood experiences, like growing up with a parent who was an alcoholic or who was ill, someone who may have attempted or committed suicide, being bullied, witnessing abuse, experiencing physical abuse. Basically, with the CDC, they've standardized this test. And if you saw the interview I did with Dr. Mark Hyman, he even says that at his Ultra Wellness Center, they do the ACE test before they offer any treatment, because we know that we can throw the best medicine, surgery, acupuncture, Reiki, and all of that at you. If you don't get into the deepest levels of where illness could be stored and stress and trauma, you're not going to get better. And so even Mark Hyman was talking about giving the ACE quiz. So I will put this on the screen over on Facebook. You can get your ACE score. Okay, actually, Sarah Kate did it for me. It's in the chat. So you can actually get your ACE score. You can go to, it's a bit.ly link, / find your ACE quiz. But if you can't remember all that, go over to Facebook where I've popped it in. Where is it? Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to type it up. So if you take this ACE quiz, it's going to tell you on a scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10 what your ACE score is. And you might actually be surprised. I was surprised. I don't think I had a particularly traumatic childhood, and yet my ACE score is above 4. And why does that matter? Well, because we know that from those studies, people with a high ACE score, we know that it impacts your health and your ability to heal. For example, I'm reading this from the study. Individuals who faced 4 or more categories of ACEs were twice as likely to be diagnosed with cancer compared to individuals who hadn't experienced any childhood adversity. For each ACE score, so again, this is on a scale of 0 to 10, for every ACE score a woman had, her risk of being hospitalized with an autoimmune disease rose by 20%. That's why so many of the authors in the Resilience book and in Time to Rise and in our upcoming book on holistic healing, they all mentioned that when they looked back, they could identify the times in their life when they were under intense toxic stress. So again, I will share more about this study and how we can heal, because that's the good news. The good news is there are things that we can do to heal. And that should be the most empowering bit of information for you ever. All right. So I see our dear friend, Dr. Jill Stocker over on Facebook. She's also popped in. Hey, Dr. Jill. And in fact, for our company, Innate Vitality, Jill Stocker will be offering an entire course on how to overcome things like burnout, adrenal fatigue, and getting your hormones on track, because all of our hormones are impacted by stress. So we are going to be just flooding you with an variety of ways to get this information in so that you can heal. So if you happen to know someone who has a high ACE score, if you have a high ACE score, then check out the resources when you take the ACE quiz or on my website. There is so much free information with downloads on meditations and mindfulness. There's music, there's everything you need to at least get you started. And most importantly, this spring, our life writing course that I offer to all of the authors that come through my company, Make Your Mark Global, our life writing course called Stories with Soul will now be open to the public, which means you can use narrative therapy or life writing to actually heal and release trauma. And this is actually my number one technique. It's the first thing I do with clients that are coming in to release trauma. Before I start loading them up with acupuncture and doing qigong and all this sort of stuff, when we identify that there could be some trauma, I take them through these life writing exercises. So I'm going to be giving away some of those free. There's like seven of them that we do in the 3-day workshop and the online course, but I'm going to be sharing several of them that you can do and put into place right away. Now, of course, some of them are also in the book, The Real Self-Love Handbook. So get a copy of that. All right. So, my dear friend, just know that I am sending you so much love and light, and I am envisioning you truly, truly healing and thriving in your life. If you have questions, you can send me a little message, share a comment below this video if you'd like. Again, if you know someone who would like to contribute to our book on holistic healing, we'll pop the link somewhere around here. The link is always in the bio on Instagram, and we'll put it around this video on Facebook and YouTube so that you can check that out. All right? So until we meet again, remember, my friend, you are a gift to the world. So share your presence with passion. Much love. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Innate Vitality Code podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's IN, the number 8, vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.